relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Thank you, Shad. Appropriate music, martial music, Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. We need to fight, we need to fight, we need to fight. One individual who has been fighting, not just for his beautiful state of Ohio and the 4th Congressional District, but for this nation and the values upon which it was built, is, of course, Congressman Jim Jordan. Follow him right now, Jim_Jordan, and he's on the line right now with us at America First. Welcome, Congressman Jordan.
Good to be with you, Sebastian.
I'm sensing, and I mentioned this with some trepidation, I'm sensing a loss of momentum and a loss of the fighting spirit across our conservative warriors in the nation. Well, do you share that, and is that reflected on Capitol Hill?
Well, no, let me say this. What I sense is 72 million Americans are wondering just what happened here, because if you'd have told those same 72 million people before the election, if you'd have told them the Republicans are going to keep the Senate, Republicans are going to pick up a bunch of state legislatures and maintain the state legislatures they have, and the Republicans are going to increase 10 or 12 members in the House of Representatives, Donald Trump is going to get 9 million more votes than he got in 2016.
Right.
But he's going to come up short in the election. If you'd have told people, they said, no way he's going to come up short if he's going to get 70, if all those things happen. But that's exactly the situation we're in. So a lot of Americans instinctively know something doesn't seem right here. And so I've just been saying, let's get to the bottom of it. Let's follow the law. Let's follow the process. Let's follow the Constitution. We have until December 14th. Let's figure out exactly what happened for the integrity of our American election system.
But as you said, we have a deadline that's a month away. Cases of this complexity involving thousands of pieces of information should take usually in a court of law months, if not years, to prepare for with disclosure on both sides. We don't have the time. I think it's an uphill struggle. I think it has to be fought. So my recommendation to the president, to his team, is a very simple one. We have an electoral college. We do not have a popular vote system. We don't have a first past the post. We don't even have proportional representation. The states have to certify these elections. We have such widespread indications of fraud that the president and his team and you guys who love this country have to send a political message of pressure to those states where the state houses, where the chief clerks and the secretaries of state are put in a position where for the future of the nation, they are not prepared to certify the election. And then it goes to the extraordinary contingency election in the House, where the state delegations for the Republicans outnumber the Democrats and the president is reelected. Should we not be focusing, while Rudy Giuliani and Pam Bondi do their thing, should we not be focusing on what the president and people like you can be doing in the political sphere?
You've actually described how our constitutional system works. I think what we have to focus on first, though, is getting to the bottom of what took place. Let's see what we find in the discovery phase of these lawsuits. Let's see what we find when we do the recounts. Let's see what we find when we do the audits. Let's see what we find when we do the examination. And then, depending on what we find, there may be that move that you just talked about. But, you know, it would have been so much nicer if we could have won Georgia, if we could have won Arizona, because we know where the state that had the most concern, the most problems. In the state of Pennsylvania,
yes,
some people were allowed to pre-canvass in some counties, other counties weren't. Some people were allowed to cure their ballots in some counties, in other counties they weren't. Some people in counties had temporary satellite offices set up to vote, other counties didn't. So this is an equal protection, this is disparate treatment issue that is a pretty compelling issue. So you got a host of concerns in that state, but we need, I think, see where everything goes with the litigation and where everything goes with the recounts.
And if we find requisite evidence, do we have time in 2 weeks' time to make that political argument, or should these things be happening concurrently, Congressman?
I think you've got to go through the process, go through the audit and the recount examination, and then depending on what we find, then you can look at the state legislatures and the certification of electors then. But I think we got to go through this step by step, getting the facts, getting the evidence, so the American people fully understand what's in place.
We're seeing acts of intimidation. We're seeing CNN make lists of senators who haven't, quote-unquote, congratulated Biden. We're seeing AOC saying anybody who supported the president should be likewise on a Trump list. Can you give us a sense of how the morale is on Capitol Hill?
Well, I mean, frankly, in some ways, the morale amongst House Republicans is we were told we were going to lose a bunch,
yes,
of seats, and we wound up winning a bunch of seats. A bunch of conservative women won seats to the United States Congress. So that is positive. And then I think on the big issue is, why doesn't Joe Biden want to know? Why don't the Democrats want to know? I mean, remember, these are the same Democrats who told us, oh, you can trust the Steele dossier, so you should trust this vote. These are the same Democrats who told us you can trust the anonymous impeachment whistleblower are now telling us you can trust this vote. So I think that the American people want to know exactly what happened. And I think that it would make sense, frankly, for Democrats to join us and say, let's get to the bottom of this. But obviously they're not taking that position.
You're absolutely right. Instead of being trounced in the House, the Republicans did very, very well. Lots of women elected, including a minority representative from California. As a result, looking forward, how tenuous is Speaker Pelosi's hold on power?
Mm-hmm. She may not be the speaker. I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about how that caucus works. What I do know is the more they're fighting amongst themselves, the less they're taking away your freedoms. And so that's not always bad when these Democrats are scrambling around and fighting amongst themselves. We'll see what happens. My guess is she stays as speaker, but she may not. She may not. And again, I just hope they keep up the fight so that they don't start taking away more of your First Amendment, Second Amendment liberties.
Ohio 4, follow him right now, Congressman Jim Jordan, Jim_Jordan, ranking member of the Judiciary Committee in the House of Representatives. If you were sitting down with the president right now, what would you advise him? What would you like to see coming out of the White House in the coming days?
I want him to continue to do what they're doing. To exercise every legal recourse, do everything you can to get recounts and audits of what took place. It is, I think, just incumbent upon us all to figure out exactly what happened here. We wrote a report back in September, and actually the Judiciary Committee, the House Oversight Committee, Republicans, put out a report, and we said we think this is what's going to happen, and we think it was by design. The Democrats changed the rules at the last minute with this big focus on mail-in balloting, and I think for the first time in American history, you had a major political party decide they were going to try to win the election after the election with,
yes,
the chaos and the counts and the things, because so many swing states that the president was winning, they stopped counting. And then when they resumed counting, he wound up losing those. Why was that the case? Why didn't they just keep counting like Ohio and Florida and other big states did? So there was lots of concerns there. But for the first time in history, you had the Democrats tried to win this election after the election, and they also tried to focus on the mail-in voting before the election. That was the chaos and confusion that resulted, and it was by design, frankly.
And when it comes to those who say that the extremists, the radicals, have been repudiated on the left by this election, is that true? And if it is, where are the grown-ups? Where are the pragmatic Democrats? I don't see them. Are they there, Congressman Jordan?
Well, there's some who are trying to throw them out. But I think, down ticket in this election, you saw us keep the Senate. You saw us pick up 10 to 12 seats in the House of Representatives. And you saw, I think, a repudiation of these crazy ideas like defund the police that the Democrats were pushing all spring and summer of this year. So there were some positives there. But, of course, we all wanted the president to win. It's still not over. And we need to exhaust every remedy that we can.
You heard it right here. He's absolutely right. Join us. Sign our petition. VerifyTheElection.com. Just go to my website, SebGorka.com, SebGorka. It's the tab right at the top. See our list of demands. Be part of this message to the swamp and to those who think they can steal this election. He's Congressman Jim Jordan. Follow him right now at Jim_Jordan on Twitter. God bless you. Thank you. Keep doing what you do. This is America First. We're going to be talking to somebody who's on the front line of the legal fight. Matt Schlapp will be with us. He is going to tell us the latest updates on how things are going in Arizona, Nevada, and elsewhere, where we are finding thousands of quote-unquote irregularities. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, America First, Sebastian Gorka. Hit that like button if you're watching us. Come on, guys. Share a little bit of love on that like button. And don't forget, you can get our audio podcast wherever you download your podcasts. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious and fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
VerifyTheElection.com. It's where we have our petition. It's brand new. It's only through us, Salem. Send a message to those who want to steal the election from you. You can go simply to my website, SebGorka.com, SebGorka, SebGorka.com. Sign the petition. Send a message, because we have to have elections that are transparent and where they are legitimate ballots only, which are counted. A man who is on the front line of that fight. I didn't expect to see him there, but when I switched on the television and he was fighting the good fight with the president's legal team, it was great to see. He is, of course, American Conservative Union Chair, the face of Matt Schlapp, right there on my TV screen. Matt, welcome to America First.
Good to be with you again, Sebastian. Why did you not expect to see me?
Because I saw you as a man who's fighting the swamp in the swamp, right? I didn't expect to see you out in the battleground states fighting the good fight. And I was happy to see you there. My experience is you're right here fighting the swamp creatures in the swamp, but it was good to see you. I have to ask you, in the last week, how many minutes of sleep have you had?
I think the most sleep I got was on the airplane today. It was a nice long flight to fly over country to my home in Kansas. And I think I slept most of the time, and it was wonderful.
All right. M. Schlapp. Follow him right now. M. Schlapp on Twitter. So give us, I'm kind of pissed. I don't know if I can say that on air. I just did.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed too.
I'm kind of seeing people lose steam. They're losing steam on our side. Are you seeing that? And is there any reason for them to lose steam?
No, I think our people are about ready to pop like a cork. I think that Republicans, when they're upset, they don't burn down buildings. They go home and they pray and they plot and they think and they agitate and they have martinis and coffee and they don't sleep at night and they think, what can we do and what's the next step? So I think most conservatives, Republicans, Trump supporters are just waiting to see if there's a hopeful path. And I think that will start to emerge as more of these federal cases actually start to transpire. I think we had a big victory today in Pennsylvania. We've had a couple, actually. in Pennsylvania. And I think when people, when the, if those, we have to catch a break. And if those court cases actually say that not having observers, having tremendous fraud because you have people on the rolls that shouldn't be on the rolls, and also you shouldn't have illegal ballots, then we got some real tough questions to ask. I mean, when you have the overwhelming majority of Trump voters saying they thought the election was fraudulent, no matter what CNN says and the rest of the major news media outlets, they can't rubber stamp this victory until some answers are given, a lot of answers.
Okay, so you want to fight the good fight? I want to see you there with the A-team. Here's the question that everybody wants an answer to. Can it be done in 32 days?
Well, you know, I spent Thanksgiving in the year 2000 at a Marriott in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You know, we have gone through great struggles before, and we can get through it as long as we're honest with each other. And the fact is there was an effort in each one of these states to make it as easy as possible for people to vote illegally. And that's just not consistent with our constitutional republic. And it needs to be called out. And it's unacceptable. In the state of Nevada, the thousands and thousands and thousands of illegal ballots that we have the evidence to prove is mounting on a daily basis. Just because the media isn't covering it doesn't mean it's not true. I love how they've gone from we don't have any evidence to, oh, well, that's actually a lot of evidence, but it's not enough evidence. How much fraud is okay? I don't know what the answer to that is, Sebastian.
He is the chair of the American Conservative Union, the brains behind CPAC, also husband to Mercedes Schlapp. Follow him on Twitter, M Schlapp, right now. Here's a question I've been struggling with, grappling with for the last week. Is it, and you're so experienced, you might have the answer. Are we waiting for that sterling piece of legal evidence that is indisputable, and then we've won, or there's recounts, or there's a nullification, or is this a political challenge? I tend to lean towards the latter. Is it simply, you know, getting that person on video who said, look, here it is, here's on my phone, the text I got from the Biden headquarters saying, in your district, you've got to steal 3,000 votes. Is it the political messaging that's going to make us have that position that is unassailable? Or is it just the drudgery of working through the legal case?
Well, I would simply say that when you have half of America basically turning off the television, not reading the paper, and listening to people like Seb Gorka and Rush Limbaugh and these other great communicators and thinkers, they are not listening to the non-coverage. So it's very important for us to communicate, not just to the country at large, but also to these disaffected people who believe a terrible thing has been done. A miscarriage has been done. And it's true that they have to know that there's a path forward. So I do think that's awfully important. But the second piece of this is just moral. You can't have this much corruption and ever really call yourself a free society. How do we project ourselves to the rest of the world to act more democratic when we are not acting in that way in our own country? So we have a moral obligation. I feel like, you know, I've had a lot of people call me and threaten me and say that you're being too aggressive. And I just tell them, I'm like, I feel like we should all be able to do this together. Nobody should be for stuffing ballot boxes. Texas, and he used to get called out and made fun of for it. And it shouldn't be able to occur.
Don't you dare be less aggressive, Matt Schlapp. Okay. Don't you dare. So question for you. 2 minutes left. Is the president being aggressive enough?
Yes. Yeah, he's definitely being aggressive. Now, he's not being as public faced as he normally is, but that's OK. You know how he is. He's working around the clock. He's figuring out the way in which he wants to explain what's going on. But look, we have a problem with illegal votes, with young people, with dead people, with people who don't live in states, with people who voted twice. We have a problem with machines. The signature verification machine in Nevada was basically a phony machine. It looked good, but it didn't do anything. It didn't knock out any of the illegal votes.
Well, it was reset, not to knock out any fake signatures, right?
That's right. Basically, the guts were ripped out of it. It was dumbed down. And then we have this basic question of math. Is it even conceivable that Donald Trump could pick up 10 or so House seats, that the Republicans would do great in the Senate, probably only going to be down one seat, and they said we were going to lose it, that he did great in Florida and Ohio and Iowa? But strangely enough, in any state with a big corrupt election system, he didn't do as well. And it's just, it's mathematically possible. So those are the arguments that have to be made.
And I've used it twice already on my show. We're going to post it all right now. The 9-minute video with Matt Schlapp from Nevada on what they found. The 9,000 residents who'd left the state and who voted in Nevada. That's what we need every single day. God bless you, Matt. God bless Mercy for letting you fight this fight again. Keep doing it. Don't you dare get less aggressive, because that's what we need to save this republic. Follow him, M. Schlapp, on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Thank you.
The only man standing between the radical left and your cheeseburgers. It's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
So why did you play that? I'm starving. I had an omelet at like 8 a.m. and I'm just, it's 4:34. God, you had to do that. But his fontanella is covered, allegedly. Let's go to your calls, waiting patiently in California. Melanie, line 5.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
I have 3 thank yous. So the first thank you is for your comprehensive coverage. My family is definitely in that group that is not watching the TV. We're relying on Salem Media for our information. So
have you signed our petition to verify the election, Melanie?
No, thank you for mentioning that in the call earlier, because I will. I wasn't aware of that. I'm sorry.
Thank
yes,
you. Just go to our webpage, sebgorka.com. It's the tab at the top. Verifytheelection.com also for our petition. But thank you for your kind comments. Carry on. I rudely interrupted
you. Sure. Second thank you is Veterans Day. My father served in the Navy. My brother's currently serving in the Army. They were both disappointed Veterans Day events were canceled. You know, it was some virtual events. So hearing the songs, the anthems for each service was really special.
Well, thank you
for acknowledging the vets. And then the last thank you involves, I moved back home from New York City last November, and I was getting on my feet and I was doing really well, and I thought I'd move out in April and be on with my life, and here it is November because of circumstances. And I realized last night, my mom goes to the grocery store. I help, but she goes to the grocery store, she makes dinner, she makes lists for what we need. All of a sudden, she's kitchen manager, head chef, you know, food delivery. And I realized moms across the country, a huge shout out, a huge thank you, because with restaurants closing, that meant really no break, and Mom's Restaurant and Kitchen Central were always open.
That's such a lovely and gracious thing for you to mention. Having our kids home, especially both of them being athletes, and my son eating 6,000 calories a day before he goes to the gym for 7 hours. Yeah, my wife was cooking up a storm, and that's not an unusual story. So, Melanie, You're a superstar. You're a superstar. Stay on that line. Give that woman whatever book she wants signed because she's just right. And if you're listening to this show, we know that. But she called up and she was even more right. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. God bless you. Who should we go to next? Go to Kathy, Mississippi. It's been a long time. Mississippi, line three.
Amen. Dr. Gorka, thank you so much. I really love your idea, the political idea that you laid out. I think that sounds smart, especially if somehow we can't succeed legally. But the other thing I wonder is about this software, these two pieces of software I hear about from credible people, Hammer and Scorecard.
Yes.
It sounds like, according to General McInerney. So 3% votes were switched, and they believe, or he believes, that you can audit it and let it be seen how it was done. Do you think President Trump knows about this? I mean, Sidney Powell knows about it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So here's the issue, Kathy, and it's good you raised it on this show. I know the general. He's a patriot. He's a good guy. But if you watch these interviews, they don't have evidence. That's the trouble. They don't have, here's the evidence that this software is real and it was used to undermine the election. And as such, you're just spinning your wheels. You're wasting time. And on top of that, you're not focusing on the things we do have evidence for. When we see that people are being locked out of the polling stations, when we have video, actual video of poll workers filling in multiple ballots, when we have whistleblowers on camera, not with their voices distorted and in silhouette, but on camera saying, I'm a postal worker. I was ordered by my management to illegally backdate the ballot so they could be counted in with the others. Then why are we talking about this spurious secret CIA thing? You're wasting time. We've got 32 days. If it's not in your face and obvious, don't deal with it because we have thousands and thousands of examples. Ask Mayor Giuliani. He's been on the show how many times since the election? Half a dozen times. They are sifting through thousands of pieces of real evidence that isn't a theory, but is actually real people, concrete documentation. So, Kathy, let's stick to what we have because it is more than enough. And as for watermarks, anybody who talks about watermarks is a con artist that doesn't want the MAGA movement to do anything. God bless you. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Are you suffering from pain right now? If you are, if you've tried everything else, then you have to try Relief Factor. Why? Because the ingredients of this incredible product don't negate your capacity to feel pain like synthetic painkillers. They attack the source of the pain. They attack the inflammation, and that's why tens of thousands of Americans are getting relief right now. Find out if you could be one of them. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, that's Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? I tell you what I lost. My lower back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. You deserve to be the next person. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We are back and we have a full call board. We will be joined by Jim Hansen, Uncle Jimbo, former Green Beret, and then Andrew Klavan with one of the best I actually love his podcast. It's superlative. You should subscribe to that as well. But in the meantime, have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Do it right now. And if you're watching us right now, hit that thumbs up like button. You know you want to. You know, do it. Let's see you do it. Thank you, guys. Let's share with you some of the... Let's entertain you for a moment. There is a commissioner from Portland. You know Portland? Yes, city on fire. Called Joanne Hardesty, who has called for the police to be defunded and also for 9/11 calls not to be abused for things that aren't important. They should only be used for real emergencies. Unless, I guess, you're Joanne Hardesty. Why? She was in an Uber. And because of COVID, the China virus, the driver was following his company's instructions and keeping the window of his vehicle open for fresh air purposes. She said, close it. He said, no. So what did she do? Yeah. Call the police. It's true, and we have the audio. Let's have some fun. This is Portland City Commissioner Joanne Hardesty. Cut 8.
He says I have to get out of his car, or he's calling the police, so I decided to call for help.
I mean, technically it's his property, and you have a civil agreement. There's no crimes involved.
Well, he said he was calling the cops. I told him he's not going to leave me.
It's not a crime to call the cops.
I am not going to allow him to leave me on the side of the road. I paid for a ride, and
okay.
He canceled it. He says he canceled it.
Canceled.
So I'm just going to sit here until he sends me another ride. So.
Do you understand that only you can order another ride?
Well, I didn't cancel the ride. He canceled the ride.
That's right.
Which is his obligation as a human being on the face of the earth to cancel a contract like that. It's not a crime. So I can have an officer come out, but they're not going to be able to make him stay there.
Well, I mean, he can't go anywhere because I'm not moving until another car comes.
Can we just have a round of applause for that dispatcher? I don't know if he's going to keep his job. I don't know if the commissioner is on a warpath. But if that man's identity has been revealed, I want him recognized. Because that's how you deal with entitled liberals like... like Joanne Hardesty. Nicely done. Thank you, Shad. I thought you'd enjoy that, guys. Let's get back to the important matters of the day. Sally has been waiting very patiently in Florida. Line 2, Sally, welcome to America First.
Thank God. I have been trying to get a hold of you for 3 days. I promised my friend...
I've been here every day, right here, sitting right here every day.
I know, but your phones are busy. I have a friend named Doris. And this is what happened to her. On October 31st, the last day of early voting, my friend Doris and her husband went to the Brownsville Community Center to cast their votes. They parked on the side of the building where it appeared the voting would take place and headed toward the entrance. Then she noticed a sign that indicated that side was for Democratic voters only. When she told her husband to check out the sign, he asked one of the poll workers about it, and the lady confirmed that was the case, and that Republican voters had to vote at the rear entrance of the building. And though she didn't say they had to park on the rear as well, she suggested that they could park their car back there as well. That was very disturbing to her, given the political climate of our country, and she believed that it might have been dangerous had it been a different time of day. Never in all the decades that she has been voting, she is over 70, had she never encountered anything like this. She believes it is illegal to segregate voters based on party. If not illegal, at least immoral. She reported this incident to the supervisor of elections office and was told she would get a call back, but it's been over a week, and she has heard nothing, no explanation, no assurance that the office did not authorize such action. This is one more reason that we all question the validity of this election.
But do we, I mean, my first question is, did they photograph that sign?
That was my first question, too. I said, please, Doris, did you take a picture? She said, Sally, I didn't think about it until after everything was over.
Well, that's...
And she said, I tried to send a letter to Hannity, but she said every time she typed it up, something happened and it got erased and she got discouraged and just quit. She is, she works. I promised her that I would get this out. Because I told her, if this happened here in Florida, even though he won Florida, which I'm thankful for, It could be that that was what was going on in other states. And if that is going on in other states, it would make it so easy for them to know which voters were voting for Trump and which ones were not voting for Trump. And they could easily separate the ballots and make them disappear.
But why was she discouraged? This is crucial. This kind of evidence is crucial. Why? She tried to write an email a couple of times.
Her husband did one to Hannity and hasn't heard back. She has a lot of pain. She has a lot of problems health-wise. And she couldn't hold up to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. So I told her, I said, you send me a text message with everything that happened so I get it verbatim, so I don't misinterpret anything. So that's what I had her do, and that's what I read to you.
All right. Well, I need to talk to this lady, or we need to contact her. So please, Sally, stay on the line. We'll get your contact details, and I'd like her to contact us directly. Because if you're segregating where people park to go to vote, and you're saying this party on this side, that party on the other, then it's you're absolutely right. The easiest thing to do what? Trash or distort or mark or in other ways void the ballots coming in from one side of the building and make sure that nobody's watching you do what you wish with the ballots that are being collected on the other side of the building. Incredible stories. But we need that person's contact details. If you have other information like that, you can go to our website, sebgorka.com, and send us a message. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Back to your calls momentarily on 833-334-6752. But please don't call us if you're calling on a phone that is with one of the big cell phone providers. Why? Because every time you make a call, every time you send a text, you're supporting the left. Yeah, it's that easy. Because at the end of the month, they take a portion of the bill that you paid, and they support things like Planned Parenthood and gun control and even Democrat candidates. You should be with the only Christian conservative cell phone company that doesn't support those organizations, but shares your values. Rated number one in customer service in America, PatriotMobile.com. You can keep your old number. You'll get massive discounts if you use my name. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Their team is the best. They can transfer your number with ease. And guess what? At the end of the month, they support things you believe in. Freedom of speech. Freedom of conscience. The right to life. And the Second Amendment. Join the good guys. Don't fund your enemies. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA 972 Patriots.
Maybe what we'll do is they'll just send FBI agents to the Biden transition team.
Oh, yeah.
Frame them for a crime they didn't commit.
That's how you get the transcript
like what just
to the
happened last
calls.
Time.
Wow. Jesse Waters. Killer, killer comment. Yeah, why doesn't the FBI send some agents to the quote-unquote Biden transition team to try and frame, I don't know, their incoming national security advisor? Because that's what happened last time. I'm stunned by the coverage. I watched Neil Cavuto, read the captions about 20 minutes ago. He had a complete deep state guy called Javed Ali on DHS, NSC, who said, there's a real problem that the GSA isn't allowing the Biden campaign to get its clearances and to get information, and it could be a threat to our nation. And they're trying to make parallels to 2000 and 2001 and the delays with the Florida count. How moronic are you to think September the 11th happened because of the Hanging Chads, an operation that took Al-Qaeda at least 2 years to plan? No, no, no. It was the delay in Florida for 38 days. That's what mattered. Neil, seriously. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to John, Jacksonville, North Carolina, line 4.
Hey, how you doing, Sebastian?
good. I'm in a fighting mood. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm ready just to bark out, my friend. We're just lying dormant waiting. We haven't gone anywhere.
So what are you waiting for in Jacksonville, John?
Well, I tell you, I ended up listening to a thing where you asked earlier, you know, conservatives have been very, very quiet. And I can't speak for the whole country, but I, you know, being out here in a military town, you know, there's a lot of talk that's going on, but a lot of people are just waiting and sitting back to see how our democracy works out, to see if the leaders that we have in power are going to do their job. Quite frankly, I think if the Democrats think for one second that, you know, the American people are going to lie down and let them, you know, take our guns, take our right to be able to self-govern ourselves and just say, oh, he's our new president, you know, we'll just accept it. I think he's got another thing coming.
So what are you waiting for? What do you want to see from the GOP? What do you want to see from the White House in the next few days?
Well, it's something, you know, 4 years ago that when I voted for President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, you know, he spoke about going out and draining the swamp,
yes,
taking care of the corruption and getting these people out. And, you know, here we are 4 years later, and we're seeing the result of not getting those main people out. You
correct.
Know, you got Pelosi, Cortez, Omar, whatever.
That's not the swamp. That's the radical left. But you're right. It's the bureaucrats, the people who think elections are irrelevant. They get to decide. He's waiting for a signal. In the meantime, John, and everybody listening, everybody watching, go to verifytheelection.com. Sign our petition to make sure they don't steal the election. You can do it through my website, sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com. Click the banner at the top and let's make sure they don't steal the Republic.